Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of Near. This is a way for you to support the great work of Near Media Co-op, which we here at Near think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
Yes, welcome back. You're listening to John Healy on Near FM's Northside today. And I want to welcome into the studio now Anita McGuill from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Anita.
Hello, John.
And apologies about the studio. It's very cold.
That's fine. Thanks very much for having me.
Okay. We're going to do Job Seekers Allowance, which is a follow-up to the one what we did last week, which was Job Seekers
Yes, Jackie benefit. Explained about Job Seekers Benefit last week. Okay, so if you're unemployed, you may be either paid Job Seekers Allowance or the Job Seekers Benefit, okay? So both payments are paid by Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. So you may get the Job Seekers Allowance if you don't qualify for Job Seekers Benefit or if you have used up your entitlement to Job Seekers Benefit. As the Job Seekers Benefit is usually paid up to 9 months, you could claim the Job Seekers Allowance after that. In some cases, if you're only entitled to a reduced rate of Job Seekers Benefit, you may be better off on Job Seekers Allowance. However, Job Seekers Allowance is a means tested and your means must be below a certain level to qualify. That's really the main difference between two payments. To qualify for Job Seekers Allowance, you must be unemployed. So that means that you have to be unemployed for at least 4 out of 7 days, be capable of work, be available for full-time work and generally seeking work, satisfy the means test and meet the habitual residence condition. So what that really means is that your means will be looked at in order to qualify, if you qualify for Job Seekers Allowance, and if you do, how much you'll be getting.
Yeah.
So for example, if you are part of a couple and what your partner is working, her or his income will be taken into consideration when it will be decided how much you'll be getting. For example, if you get part-time or casual work up to including 3 days per week, you may be still paid Job Seekers Allowance for the days you're actually not working. Okay. And that also is the case, for example, if you've been working full time on a regular basis, but due to the business, the employer is no longer able to give you full time. Okay. And for a short time or a longer time, depends on the company, they provide you with a letter stating that instead of 5 days a week, for example, you now be working 3.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have that letter, you also are entitled to go to social welfare and explain them the circumstances. And you could get the payment for those 2 days you're not working.
Okay.
Okay.
And if it's refused, there's always an appeal.
Well, there you can appeal, yes. But usually what they could refuse you on is your means.
Yeah.
Okay. If your means are higher than the threshold allowed, you can appeal. But the facts are facts, okay? So unfortunately, apart from the Job Seekers Benefit, when it is based on your contributions and therefore it is your entitlement, the Job Seekers Allowance is means-tested payment.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So again, if for people who've been self-employed and their income from the business is not high or getting low, or the business is not going well, they also could be entitled to Job Seekers Allowance. Again, means that the part needs to be looked at, but it could be a possibility. So the Job Seekers Allowance is means-tested payment, as we discussed. Your means must be below a certain level to get the Job Seekers Allowance. A means test looks at your all household sources for income, including, as I said, your partner. So with that, main rules what they're looking at is, apart from the main sense and the fact that you have to be living in a country, you have to prove that you're generally looking for full-time employment. So even, for example, after a long time of unemployment, you find availability for part-time employment, for example, which again is up to those 3 days, and you receive the partial Job Seekers Allowance. the department will continuously look into the fact whether you continue to look for full-time employment. So the part-time position is not a stop as such.
You still have to look for a full-time job.
You still have to look for full-time employment. And the department may ask proof of that. Okay, so again, let's say the correspondence you may have with potential employers, stuff like that. Okay, so even if you get the part-time position, it's not stopped there yet.
Okay.
You may be disqualified from getting job seekers allowance for 9 weeks if you left your work voluntary without just cause, lost your job through misconduct, or refused an offer of suitable employment or training, and especially if you've been on penalty for at least 21 days already. So what that means really is that from time to time, Department of Social Protection does inform you that they have, and they believe, suitable training or the employment opportunity for you. And if you don't engage, if you ignore those letters, okay, your payment could be suspended. And that means if you still ignore them at that time, they could stop your payment.
Okay, and say you didn't really want to do what they were, say you wanted to be a hairdresser and they were giving you a course on farming or something.
Okay,
like that.
In all fairness, usually the department would look at your skills level. Yeah. Okay, they would also look at the way your previous experience was. Okay, the fields you were working in, the fields you were interested in, and also the part of your job seeker's allowance application form. That actually is a question. If you cannot find employment in your own field, what other jobs you would consider?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And the answers on those jobs then could be looked at as opportunity for you to either train or look for different employment.
So they look at they'll base their recommendations on that.
So the part of those forms are those questions, and they could be time consuming to fill in, but that's the answers they look at.
Yeah.
When you seek assistance. Okay, and from that experience then you mentioned on your forms for your previous employments, from training you had, okay, the levels of training you had, they then provide you with opportunity to go for training or the schemes available, for example CE2s or any other options they may have, which they believe you could try. Again, of course, not everyone would be happy to do that specific training. But then again, you could explain why you believe different type of training would be more suitable for you.
Okay? And you could surprise yourself as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But as I said, usually they wouldn't suggest farming to someone who just finished IT. Yes, yes. So they would go based on your own answers.
Yeah.
So again, there is a bit different circumstance with students. So if you have just left school, you cannot get job seeker's allowance. To get the job seeker's allowance, you must have been out of school for at least 3 months, okay? And you must be at least 18 years of age. The third level students cannot claim job seeker's allowance or benefit while they're studying full time. So again, same rule applies. You have to be available for full time employment. So this disqualification also applies to the summer holiday periods between academic years, unless you're a mature student and looking for employment. Okay, so that again needs to be looked at. Again, this rule does not apply if you finish college permanently and then you cannot find work and you're looking for employment. Okay, but during the summer and while you're studying, that rule does apply and you cannot get the job seeker's allowance. So the current rate for the current personal rate at the moment is €198 a week with the person for the person who is age 26 and over. If you are age 25, your personal rate is €152.80, and if you're age 18 to 24, it's €107.70. There is exception to this rule, and the first exception is, for example, if you're age under 26 but you have a child, you're straight away go to category of over 26. And again, if you, for example, were transferring from disability allowance to job seeker's allowance, again, even if you're under age of 26, you would go at a higher rate. If you qualify for job seekers allowance, you can get amount for yourself, which is called the personal rate of payment I just mentioned, and you may also get increase for adult dependent, for example your partner, and any child dependents you may have. Again, that will be based purely on your circumstances, whether the partner is working, whether there is a partner, and stuff like that. Okay. So they will look into that. The main payment you will receive, and that could be an issue for many of our clients, is that the payment goes into post office. Okay, so it's not paid into the bank on a weekly basis. You have to come to the post office with the ID to collect your payment. Okay, acceptable IDs could be your public service card, your driving license, passport, GNIB card, or national identity card. Okay, the staff at the post office may request photo ID before giving you payment.
Yeah.
If you cannot provide one, they may refuse to give you the payment. Okay, it's a bit different for people, however, who are on a part-time or casual work. In those cases, the payment could be made into bank account for the obvious reasons, because the person is working at some part of the week.
Okay.
And so the main thing is, when you lose your employment, okay, or your job seeker's benefit will finish, you need to apply for job seeker's allowance as soon as possible. Okay, there are a few forms to fill in. They are available online or from social welfare branch. Okay, we are happy to help with social welfare forms and explain the means test, as well as your entitlement to job seeker's allowance based your own circumstances. The only thing I would like to also mention is the job seeker's transitional payment. It is a special arrangement for job seeker's allowance scheme that aims to support lone parents into workforce while they have young children. So what that really is, that payment is meant for people who are looking after their children on their own, okay, for the single parents.
Yeah.
But they, let's say, their children are over the age of 7, so therefore that person does not qualify for one-parent family anymore, but they're still unemployed, okay? So what that gives you is the chance to look for employment, work if you want to do the casual work as well, but it doesn't restrict you to those 3 days. Okay, and again, you don't have to prove that you're genuinely looking for full-time employment. So, but this specific payment or arrangement, if you will, is only for the single parents.
Well, that's good, because sometimes the people looking after children wouldn't have the time to.
Correct. Work. And even from with the children between 7 and 13, you can't leave them at home on your own. Sometimes that's the main factor why you can't look for full-time employment. Hmm. And with this particular payment for single parents, you don't have to. Okay? It's just something for people to be aware of, that if you have young children, but you're over the one-parent family payment limit, and you are a single parent, the job seeker's allowance may not be for you, but job seeker's allowance transitional payment could be there for you.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you have further questions, you're more than welcome to come in. We have a centre, and we are located Northside Civic Centre, Bunratty Road, Coolock. Our opening hours are from 9:30 to 1 p.m, then from 1:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. We have a phone number you can give us a call on 0761 078190. That's 0761 078190. We also have outreaches on Tuesday mornings. We are in Omni. On Thursday mornings, you can find us in Beaumont. And on Friday mornings, you can find us in Edenmore Shopping Centre. So you can find us if you have questions.
Yeah. And you're upstairs here in the Civic Centre, and you don't need an appointment.
The walk-in service, absolutely.
Okay, Anita, listen, thank you very much for coming in to us.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope your office upstairs is warmer than this studio.
Not by much.
Okay, thank you, Anita.
Thanks very much.
And we'll talk again next week.